I gotta start by saying I was a bit conflicted by Michael's message because, like, Teresa, Becky, you guys can relate with me. Like, everything went to plan, everything was smooth, no problems. Mission. What are we doing wrong? Like, seriously, God challenges us like amazing on these 55-5 trips. So I don't know. We'll have to pray about that. So we're going back to Kenya in April, and if you're wondering why we keep going to Kenya, I don't know if you remember, we've been going to India quite a bit lately, and we actually developed a program there. I say we, but the Lord really had us working pretty hard there to develop a program that would sustain itself when we left. So we made, I don't remember how many trips to India, maybe 6 or 7, and we worked with the core team there. And that core team now is moving on and doing the work that we were doing. So instead of us raising all the money to go over there and keep continuing that work, well, we've trained a group there to do that work for us. Great. Worked ourselves out of a job. Successful. So we're trying to do the same sort of thing in Kenya. And it wasn't necessarily our plan when we started. And maybe that core group is still evolving that we're training, but it's getting there. So I see us maybe visiting Kenya quite a bit in the near future to keep that process rolling, get that team up and running, and really maybe work ourselves out of a job there. So we need help to become unemployed. Sounds crazy, but we just do. And we need help from, I mean, you don't need skills like you need in Tuscaloosa. Like, who here breathes in and out? Okay, you're in. No, I say that facetiously, but I mean, we really have a group of volunteers on these trips that work alongside people that have never done this work. And those volunteers are amazingly gifted. And they will share everything that they know with you and help you. The other thing, you know, people talk a lot about how scary it might be to go to somewhere like Kenya or something like that. And something Jeff mentioned this morning, he talked about being with the herd. And you know, 55-5, that's a great word for it. We're just herd. And we don't leave anybody behind. Man, I'm telling you, well, we almost didn't, but that's not true. I won't go into that. No, there's something about being in that herd, in a strange place like that, that's comforting. And I'd say it even goes beyond comfort. It goes all the way into fun. Like, I have a gag reel of laughter that I've been trying to put together for a long time, a video. And there's no words, there's no anything. It's just random shots of people laughing. And I would hide the video camera all over the place on trips, and I'd just capture just what goes on. And so if I ever get time, I'll pull it together and share it with you. But I'm telling you, the herd mentality of 55-5 is great. It builds your confidence. Even though you're in a strange land, nobody's speaking your language, the food looks funny, it jiggles. You know, the bathroom is nothing like Spanky's. But the herd, I mean, we take care of each other. And I'm telling you, if you're not moved and changed and drawn nearer to the Lord on a trip like this, and I don't know what to tell you. I remember something else Michael said. You know, he knew when that trip came up that he was going. And the first time I went on a missions trip, I came to church one day and I didn't know I was going to do anything like that. And I was sitting in the pew and somebody was talking about a missions trip, but I'm not kidding, my seat was hot. I'm looking at my wife, I'm like, is it hot in here? And she's like, man, you're crazy. You know, like 6 hours later, I was signed up to go to India. And like a week later, I was on a plane. Like, that's how these things go. And I think what Michael said, I mean, and you know, you know. So spend some time with the Lord and just think about it. Is he calling you? Is he asking you? Is he encouraging you to go? Encouraging you to be a part of this? I mean, I like Jeff's statement that, you know, really everybody should have the opportunity to do this one time. And I tell you, I think there's a bunch of people in here that probably thought they would only go once and they're on, what? How many have you done, Becky? 6, 7, 8, 9? I don't know. Teresa? I mean, it's pretty, it's pretty easy to get hooked on this stuff. So come help us after you pray about it, about, just spreading the gospel to kids, teaching some teachers how to do that, and spend some time growing with the Lord yourself. It's an amazing thing. So maybe some details would be good. So we're leaving, I'm going to say maybe April 11th, planning on being in the actual place where we're doing the work by April 13th. So we'll actually be on the ground working April 13th. There's 3 days of training teachers. And then we're going to do 5 days of a vacation Bible school where we grab all those teachers that we worked with and trained. And we put them to work with us. And so they learn to use some of these techniques. We get to demonstrate it. We get to work alongside with them and help them grow with what they've learned, see it in action. And then something that we're going to do another safari here. I think it's a 2-day. We're talking about doing a 2-day one. I got to tell you, the first time we went to Kenya, I thought, well, you know, safari, you know, animals, okay, that's fine. I have plenty to do, right? Man, I got out there. I mean, I had allergies, but I was almost crying at just the beauty of what God has done in Africa. There's something different there that you can't put into words. The sky is bigger. I don't know how that's possible. It just is. This is huge. So I think it's a worthwhile, I mean, if we're going to get all the way over there, right? We'll see some lions, tigers, whatever they are, everything else you see there, gazelles, I don't know, so on. So there's a couple days of a safari in there, and then the travel back home. So costs, we're thinking, airfare is just getting more and more all the time, but we're looking to be right around the 3,000, maybe 32, somewhere in there. We're going to try and get it lowered. We're kind of waiting for some details to come back from there about how much things are going to cost. But that's rough. That's a rough estimate. Something I appreciated, too, from Larry and Michael and the others that talked is, that I think I remember my first trip. That was my first thought, too. Where was all that money going to come from? Are you serious? Like, really? Man, when the Lord wants you somewhere, whether you want to be there or not, you're there. You know? Like, the money doesn't seem to be the issue. So, I don't know. Spend some time in prayer. Think about whether you want to help this team bless some children, bless some teachers, bring some word, bring the gospel to the Kenya, and come join us. Oh, and if you have any questions, like, I don't have a lot of details yet, which is why I'm sort of sparse on it, but raise your hand if you've been on a trip with 55, so everybody can see. So all of them are great to come and ask questions to. They'll fill you in on some of the nitty-gritty details if you're wondering about specific things that I'm glossing over. And that's it.